Lesson number 20. The Holy Ghost helps us know the truth. Primary Manual 3. Choose the right B. Purpose. To help the children realize that the Holy Ghost can help them know that the teachings of Jesus Christ are true. Preparation. Number 1. Prayerfully study Mosiah chapter 11, chapter 12 verses 17 through 19, chapter 13 verses 1 through 9, chapter 17, chapter 18 verses 1 through 3, Moroni chapter 10 verses 4 and 5, and Doctrine and Covenants section 130 verse 22. Number 2. Prepare to sing or say the words to the Holy Ghost. Children's Songbook, page 105. The words are included at the back of this manual. Number 3. Prepare 10 small cards. Print the letters of the Holy Ghost on one side and the number on the reverse side. For children who cannot read, add dots to correspond with the numbers. If possible, tape the cards in random order on the backs of the children's chairs before class. Number 4. Prepare to sing the first verse of I Know My Father Lives, Children's Songbook, page 5. Number 5. Materials needed. A. A copy of the Book of Mormon for each child who can read. B. Masking tape, if available. C. Chalkboard, chalk, and eraser, or paper to write on. D. Picture 3-47, Abinadi before King Noah. Item number 62042, Gospel Art Picture Kit 308. Number 6. Make the necessary preparations for any enrichment activities that you will be using. Suggested lesson development. Invite a child to say the opening prayer. Follow up with the children if you encourage them to do something during the week. The Holy Ghost helped Alma recognize the truth. Attention activity. Have the children find the hidden cards and help them form the name Holy Ghost. Younger children can place the cards in counting order. Then you can turn them over and read the words aloud. Say the name as a class. Article of Faith. Have the children stand and repeat with you the first article of faith. Scripture, picture, and story. Show the children picture 3-47, Abinadi before King Noah. As you tell the following story in your own words, ask the children to listen for how the Holy Ghost helped Alma. Explain that many years after Lehi and his family left Jerusalem, a wicked man named Noah became king of the Nephites. King Noah was a bad king and taught the Nephite people to be sinful. The Lord sent a prophet named Abinadi to preach to the Nephites. Abinadi told the Nephites that they and their king were wicked and that Heavenly Father wanted them to repent. King Noah was angry with Abinadi and had him arrested. Abinadi was then brought before wicked King Noah and his priests. Abinadi taught them Jesus Christ's teachings. They did not want to listen, but the Lord blessed Abinadi, and no one could harm him until he had given the message he had been commanded to give. Abinadi told them that these teachings were true. King Noah and most of the priests refused to believe Abinadi's words. They did not want to repent of their wickedness. Instead, they wanted to kill Abinadi. One of the priests named Alma believed Abinadi. The Holy Ghost let Alma know that Abinadi was telling the truth. Alma begged King Noah to let Abinadi go. Alma's plea made King Noah even more angry. He ordered Alma to leave. Then he sent his servants to kill Alma. But Alma escaped from King Noah's servants and hid. Alma stayed hidden and safe for many days. When Abinadi finished telling King Noah what he had been commanded to say, King Noah had Abinadi killed. While Alma was in hiding, he wrote down the teachings that Abinadi had taught. Alma knew these teachings were true. He repented of all his sins and began to obey the commandments. Alma became a great missionary by sharing the truths he knew with others. How did Alma know that Abinadi's words were true? Scripture memorization. Help the children find Moroni chapter 10, verse 5, and explain that this scripture will give them the answer. Have an older child read it for the class or read it aloud yourself. Explain that the Holy Ghost helped Alma know that Abinadi spoke the truth. You might write the verse on the chalkboard or on a large piece of paper and help the older children memorize it. After reading the verse together a few times, erase or cover one or two words and have the children repeat the verse. Continue erasing words after each repetition until the scripture is completely erased. For children who cannot read, repeat the verse several times together. Pause and let the children fill in key phrases. Give children the opportunity to say the scripture to the class if they want. The Holy Ghost can help us know the truth. Teacher presentation. Emphasize that the Holy Ghost gives us a good feeling when we choose the right. He also gives us a good feeling to help us recognize true teachings. Story. Tell the following story of a young boy who recognized the truth through the power of the Holy Ghost. Jeff enjoyed listening to the missionaries when they came to his home. They told wonderful stories to him and his family. He especially liked the stories they told about Jesus Christ. When the missionaries told him that the true church of Jesus Christ had been restored to the earth, he thought it was the most exciting idea he had ever heard. The missionaries told him and his family that if they would pray to Heavenly Father, they would find out if what the missionaries taught was true. The missionaries quoted Moroni chapter 10, verse 5. By the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things. Jeff wasn't sure how he would know that the message the missionaries had brought was true, but he did what they asked. As Jeff prayed to Heavenly Father to help him know the truth, and as he listened to the teachings of the missionaries, a warm, comfortable feeling began to grow within him. Soon Jeff had no more doubts. He felt sure that what the missionaries taught was true. He had received a good feeling, a testimony from the Holy Ghost. What did the Holy Ghost help Jeff understand? That the things the missionaries had taught him were true. How did the Holy Ghost communicate with Jeff? A warm, good feeling came into his heart. What did Jeff do to get this feeling from the Holy Ghost? He prayed to know whether the missionary's message was true. Tell the children that they can feel the Holy Ghost during a primary lesson, a family home evening lesson, or any other time they are being told the truth. Many people get this feeling when they are reading or hearing the scriptures or the words of the living prophets. Emphasize that the Holy Ghost does not usually communicate with us in words that we can hear with our ears. Instead, He gives us a good feeling about what is true. Explain that because the Holy Ghost has only a spirit body, see Doctrine and Covenants, section 130, verse 22, He is sometimes called the Spirit. Tell the children that they might hear people pray to have the Spirit of God with them. They are asking to have the Holy Ghost with them. This presence helps us feel close to Heavenly Father, understand His commandments, and choose the right. Summary. Testimony. If possible, share a personal experience in which the Holy Ghost helped you to recognize or know the truth. Bear your testimony to the children that the Holy Ghost is a member of the Godhead who will help them know the truth and what is right. Song. Have the class sing or say the words to the first verse of I Know My Father Lives. I know my Father lives, and loves me too. The Spirit whispers this to me and tells me it is true, and tells me it is true. What does the song say that the Holy Ghost tells each of us? That Heavenly Father lives and loves us. Have the children sing or say the song again. Scripture review. Have the children recite Moroni chapter 10, verse 5 again and encourage them to share it with their families. Explain to the children that although the Holy Ghost can give anyone a good feeling when he hears the truth, following baptism, a person can receive a special gift when he is confirmed a member of the church. That gift is the gift of the Holy Ghost, which means that that person can feel the influence of the Holy Ghost all the time if he lives righteously. Tell them that they will learn more about the gift of the Holy Ghost in other lessons. Song. Sing or say with the children the words to the Holy Ghost. Invite a child to say the closing prayer. Enrichment activities. Choose from the following activities those that will work best for your children. You can use them in the lesson itself or as a review or summary. For additional guidance, see class time in Helps for the Teacher. Number 1. Sing or say the last two lines of The Still Small Voice, Children's Songbook, page 106. Listen, listen. Cup hand to ear. The Holy Ghost will whisper. Place index finger to lips. Listen, listen. Cup hand to ear. To the still small voice. Place hand over heart. Number 2. Have the children role play the story of Abinadi before Noah and the priests. The child representing Abinadi could name some of Heavenly Father's commandments. Alma could admit that he believes and ask the king to spare Abinadi's life. Instead, Alma is cast out. Have the child representing Alma hide and pretend to write down the teachings of Abinadi. End of lesson number 20. The Holy Ghost helps us know the truth. Primary Manual 3. Choose the right B.